Hi and welcome back. I'm Jackie Wicks with Peer Trainer, and I'm here with Joshua Wayne. And we wanted to talk about something really important this week, a revelation about how one becomes stuck and how you can become unstuck. Because what ends up happening is that you go on these binges, and binges obviously is a big definition of a word. I mean, you're at the point, you're at an advanced point where you really do great things most of the time, but you're looking to push it to the next thing, and you're looking to grow. And one of the biggest things we see when you are looking to grow is, how do you see what that void in your life is? Because many times, when we go in that behavior that we don't want, we are filling a void, right? You have a bad week or you have a bad incident with your husband and you just want to go reverting back to your old habits or maybe some new habits that you created. But at the core of that is really that you're looking to fill a need. You're looking to fill a void. Maybe it's your disappointment. Maybe it's because you're angry, and maybe it's because you're frustrated. And one of the most important things that I've seen is that when you are looking at what that void is, and when you're really examining this and you're trying to do the work, and you're actually doing the work to get to the next point, you're sitting there thinking, why is it so hard? Why am I having such a hard time getting to the other side, and not even just getting there, even seeing it, even visualizing it? Well, what's interesting is this really ties back nicely to something that we did in the Point of No Return program. We talked about in a session, we talked about Seligman, Martin Seligman, and he wrote this book about learned optimism. And again, if just to do a brief recap, optimism is key to be able to get to that other side, to not only get there, but really see it and visualize that there is something else to get there. And do you remember when I talked about many times we stack things on top of each other when we're frustrated? Something bad happens at work, and instead of just focusing on that bad thing happening at work and working through it and getting to the other side, we start stacking everything else going bad in our life. Oh, yeah, and I had that pizza last night, and I didn't mean to. Oh, and I didn't work out this week. And you start to stack all those bad things on top of each other, and it gets you really stuck. Well, and then we also talked about turning that on its head and stacking good things on top of each other. Well, that's one of the pillars that he talks about in optimism, and one of the keys to being able to get to the other side. But what I want to focus on in this call is one of the pillars that he talks about, and it's called permanence. And what it means is that people that have trouble, that are trying to understand themselves and trying to get to the other side, when they're stuck, they have no sense that this bad situation will ever be over. Think about this. I had a friend who was sick, and they were always sick, and they were trying to figure out their skin problems and their allergies, and it almost seemed endless, and every day they'd try something else and try something else. And what's interesting is I remember looking over and saying, I understand why you're so frustrated and you're so hopeless, because I felt the same way when I was pregnant for 9 months. Pregnancy wasn't easy for me, and I always felt like, oh, isn't this ever going to end? But I could always answer that question. I knew in 9 months, oh, maybe give or take a little bit, that this would end, that this situation, this bad situation that I felt, you know, this physically poor state, would absolutely, unequivocally end in 9 months. Now, I didn't necessarily know if I'd feel great after 9 months, but I knew that this specific situation that I was feeling would change. And that's what Seligman is talking about. How do you view the bad things that are happening? Do you view them as a permanent, never-ending state? Or do you somehow understand that there is a time constraint, a time limit to it, that there is a point, maybe you don't even know the necessary time, and of course when you're pregnant you know that's 9 months, it's a lot easier to get through, but do you, in your head, have you understood that old thing, you know, this too soon shall pass? Do you really believe that this can be fixed, that this is temporary, and you will get to the other side?
You know, it's so interesting, too, because if I think back to the times in my life when I've had the biggest struggle or the biggest challenges or when I was the most down or feeling hopeless, it really strike the whole idea of this permanence really strikes at the heart of where my challenge was. It's almost like I think back to, for instance, when I was in high school, probably until my senior year. It was probably one of the toughest times of my life as I think back on it. I was very insecure. I had friends and I was involved in sports and activities. But in spite of all that, I still just felt very inwardly insecure. I felt kind of physically awkward. I was shy around girls, so I didn't really didn't feel like I really knew how to fit in. And I was anxious and insecure, and it was the time, it almost seemed like a wall that I was on one side of, and I never knew if I'd get to the other side. And if I think about other times in my life when I was maybe in a career transition and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do next or where I was going to go or what kind of job I wanted to get or even where I wanted to live and what town or what city, there were those times when things seemed so frustrating and so intimidating. And as I think back on it, especially as you're talking, I realize it what made me feel so locked and so stuck on the wrong side of that wall, or the side of the wall that I didn't want to be on, was a sense of permanence. I didn't know if it was going to end. But the interesting thing is, as I think back on it, all of those phases passed. You know, even though at the time I seemed so mired in it or so muddled in it, they all passed. You know, high school, the rough years of high school, my senior year came and I kind of started to find myself and started to feel my confidence started to grow and develop. And that the years previous to that started to almost become like a memory. And then when I got to college, everything, all the insecurities I had up until that point actually seemed like almost like a joke. I'd actually look back on it and think, God, I can't believe I wasted so much time being so uptight about things, being so worried and anxious about things. And if I think back to these different phases of my life where I did feel stuck, where I felt frustrated or scared or hopeless or not sure what the next step was, if I think back on it, within 6 months or a year, sometimes a year or two at the most, those things passed. And as I look back on it, what I really think is, why did I spend so much time worrying and fretting and taking things so seriously? And it makes me start to think that, you know, this sense of permanence, things really do pass. Now, the reason I bring this up is because sometimes we find ourselves so mired in what's going on with us right now, whether it's weight or a relationship or a life direction or career direction or whatever it is. But we lose that perspective that just like we've gotten through the hurdles in our past, just like we were able to finally figure out how to scale that wall we felt stuck on the wrong side of, wherever we feel like we get stuck now, that in all likelihood, a year from now or even maybe a month from now, we're going to be on the other side of that wall. But we lose that perspective and we get so stuck in that moment with that sense of permanent, like this is the condition of things and I don't know how it's going to change or how it's ever going to be different.
Yeah, and it's interesting what you're saying, because when I was in high school, it's eerie that I'm listening to this because I had, of course, not exactly the same experience, but some similar experiences where, you know, I had friends, but I was always unhappy in high school in my head about my surroundings. But I wasn't too unhappy because, it's interesting, my mom had always said, oh, wait till you get to college. Wait till you get out there. Wait till you see the whole world. So in my head, I always viewed any situation that had happened in high school, any of those awful experiences with girl cliques and different things that went on, I always viewed it as temporary. I always knew that in the back of my head, this was just a little blip and I was going to be going on to the next thing. And what's interesting is that many things in my life that I'm going through, if I sense that, this is just a miserable experience, there's always in the back of my head, you know, this is just temporary. And it's really a key, again, that Seligman talks about with people that are optimistic and people that get to where they want to go in their life and they really fulfill their life successes and their dreams, is when they really understand and master this thing, that they understand that bad, frustrating struggles are just temporary. But what is interesting is this. We don't always do this all the time. And what really helps, and what I'm suggesting for you to do, is if there are many things in your life, obviously, that you know are not temporary. I mean, you know that it's not temporary that your son is throwing a fit. You know, might not know if it's going to last a few minutes or it's going to last a half an hour, but there's absolutely an ending to maybe your young son throwing a tantrum. So there are times in your life that you have completely look at, this is not something I want to be doing right now, but it's temporary. What's interesting is if you focus on the things that you might be frustrated about or you are having struggles about and you can't seem to figure out why you feel so stuck, it might be really prudent to apply this question to it, saying, do I look at this as permanent? Do I feel like this is never going to change? And one of the best ways to make it in a temporary situation, to get to that other side, is to start imagining different times when you've known that this situation was different. When you're feeling really badly at work and you're so frustrated maybe with your boss and you're frustrated with the project and you're sitting there going, isn't this situation ever going to change? Whenever you think back to a time at work where it was different, you think, wow, just 2 short years ago I was not in this situation. Just 2 short years ago I was working with people that I really liked. When you start to put a temporary label on it, what it does is it unlocks your thinking and unlocks your problem-solving skills, and it makes you realize, okay, you know, this is temporary, and I'm going to fix this, and this is going to work, and you suddenly have this hope, and you're inspired to make it different. Because remember that example of the dog who keeps doing something in the experiment. Everything he does, he gets shocked. Right now, when you're in this permanent situation, you feel like no matter what I do, I'm going to get shocked. I might as well just go sit in the corner and do nothing. When suddenly you view it as temporary and, oh, there is going to be a time I'm not going to get shocked, you start to come up with the solutions and the ways to make the situation different, to make it temporary and to get to that other side. And to feel, again, remember to lead this back to the beginning of the conversation, when you find yourself in things like this, we're really talking about filling that deep void that you have, because we all have one. And many of us make poor choices and we make bad decisions just because we're trying to fill that.
You know, and I think I want to reiterate one point you said. When you put the label on it that this is temporary, it's almost like it frees you up to make a different set of choices. When you get mired in just the thinking or the feeling or the emotion, and sometimes it really is like an emotional experience, a sense of permanence. You know, we don't necessarily even put necessarily words to it. It just almost feels like, oh, like how did I get here and how am I going to get out of it, or am I ever going to get out of it? And it can be like a very thick kind of feeling. But once we remind ourselves that this is just temporary, it's like it gives you mobility. Like all of a sudden you have more moves in your playbook. You're not just stuck in this one move with just one option. It's like you have different options, and you go from that very heavy emotional thing to feeling a sense of choices, and you go into, like you were saying, Jackie, problem-solving mode. One of the things that I do for myself, and it's a way for me to just remind myself to stay in a positive place with this stuff, when I do start feeling stuck, I think back to the things I was talking about before. I think back to those experiences I had in the past and those times in my life when I really felt like I was stuck, and where I lost that sense of permanence, and I wondered if I'd ever get out of it. And I think, what's the conversation I go back and have with the Josh in high school? I'd have the Josh when he was in his early 20s, or I'd have the Josh when he's in his mid and late 20s, trying to figure out, you know, how to make a commitment in a relationship and how to sort of get on the other side of a wall that he felt stuck on. Like, what's the conversation I'd have with him? And really, usually comes down to like a pretty simple thing. I'd go back and I'd say, hey, listen, dude, like take a deep breath and relax. Just don't take it so seriously. You know, you're going to get through it. You know, this stuff passes. You just got to remember that you're going to be on the other side of this challenge and this problem, and worrying about it's not going to get you there. So like literally relax. And at the end of the day, like that's ultimately the message I'd give myself. Like take a deep breath and relax, because you're going to get through it. You know, this stuff passes, and you just got to remember that. And just keep that in mind. So the thing is, what's interesting then is I think when I get stuck now, I think like, well, in you know, a year from now, or 6 months from now, or maybe a week from now, I'll probably be in a different place. And what's the conversation that Josh in the future would come back and have with me right now? I hope that's not too confusing how I'm jumping around in time, but I think like that Josh, you know, 6 months from now or 6 weeks from now is going to have a totally different perspective than I have right now. And he's probably going to tell me the same thing. Just relax. Be easy on yourself. Don't take it so seriously, because it's all going to pass. And ultimately, where that takes me, and what's really become in some ways like the core of my practice, if you will, or the core of my system or my way of reminding myself. And I don't really know how to talk about this without sounding a little bit cheesy or kind of cliche, but it's to be grateful. It's to settle down into the moment, to remember the things that I do have in my life, my health, my family, good relationships. I've got I've got income and you know, sure it could be more, but the reality is that I have so many good things in my life right now that I just have to remember, just like in this moment, I can be happy. You know, and it goes back to the things we've talked about in the past. There's that tendency we have to be always looking for that next thing that's going to fill the void that Jackie's talking about, the next, you know, deal that you make if you're, you know, in business, or the next, you know, great meal that you're going to have, or the next great date that you're going to go on. It's always that next thing that we get in this habit and this pattern of thinking we need and we're looking forward to satisfy us.
And for me, you might notice the difference between what Joshua is saying and what I say. He's absolutely right. You know, having perspective and being grateful is ultimately where you want to go, and that's ultimately what does fill the void. And what's interesting about some of my tactics is I'm not resting in the moment. I am looking for the next. I do say, okay, this is just temporary, because in the next thing, I'm going to be happier. And what's interesting is that while I strive for that goal of to be in the moment and to be grateful and to have perspective, there are times I don't. There are times that I get really mired and really stuck in my situation and frustrated and I'm struggling. And for me, what really is a tactic that I use to get out very quickly is to think, okay, has it always been like this? Or was this specific situation that I'm upset with, was it different a few weeks ago? Was it different 3 years ago? And just by putting that time, just by knowing that it is temporary, allows me to lift up. And remember, you know, the plane goes up to, you know, you suddenly have an aerial view and a perspective of the situation. And then I'm able to move to the next step that Joshua is referring to.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point. And these are really just different tools that we're giving you. You know, whether you're able to go to the place where you just sort of realize that, you know, you're taking things for granted, and how do you just settle down into a more comfortable place just in the moment and have that experience of gratitude, or you remind yourself and you think back, like Jackie's saying, to the times when it really was an impermanent thing and you really did work through a problem and were able to get on the other side of a problem very easily, almost strategically. Either way, it's just these are tools to help you remember about not getting stuck in this place of permanence, which is really ultimately the message.
Exactly, and how to get to the other side. Because if there's one thing that we see all the time is, how do I break through? How do I get through the wall? How do I get to the other side? Because we all see this. Even if you've lost 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 30 pounds, sometimes it's as little as 10 pounds. Where you want to be is this place where you feel like you're in control, where you feel like there's no anxiety around your slip-ups, where you feel like, again, you're at that point of no return, you're on the other side. And these are the kinds of things that really get you there, that solidify and cement this feeling that, okay, I didn't do well last night, but it's just temporary. This is no longer my permanent way of being or my permanent state.
Right, and I have new skills and new choices and new things available to me to do things differently, and just remembering that we have those choices and we can exercise those choices. So with that, we're going to wrap up this call. Thank you so much for being here with us, and we look forward to being back with you very soon. Have a good one.